Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about bribery and giving gifts to administrators or people who are in high positions in the government or something. The Prophet said, giving gifts to the administrators of the government is prohibited, all kinds of them. Abu Hamid al-Shahidi said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam employed a man from the tribe of Bani Asad, who was called Ibn Utbiyah, to go and collect some charity. And when he came back, he said, this is for you, and this is my gift, assuming possession of some of the donation for himself. So the Prophet ascended the pulpit. He praised Allah and extolled him, and then he said, what is it with the administrator who we send to work? And he comes back and says, this is for you and this is for me. He should sit in the house of his mother and father and see if he is given a gift or not. By he who owns my soul, anything that he takes, he will be carrying on his neck on the day of resurrection. Even if it is a grumbling camel, a bellowing cow, or a moaning sheep. So, you know, this is something very prohibited, very wrong. People who are working in high positions in government, they should avoid doing such a thing. And the people who are working with them, who want something from them, want their, you know, work to get done, they also should, you know, be careful and avoid doing such a thing, giving gifts to these administrators in order to get their work done. Unfortunately, you know, this is something very rampant. In some countries, it's, you know, this form of corruption is more prevalent than others. You know, it's gotten to such an extent that, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's just taken as a given that, you know, if you want your work done, you have to give a bribe, you know. And fortunately for poor people who don't have the resources to do such a thing, you know, it becomes very difficult for them, you know, to get their work done. You know, who's, you know, for the poor person, you know, how is he going to, you know, come up with the money to get his work done and give this bribe? And it's become so bad that even if you want, you know, to do a simple task, it's like, you know, for example, getting your passport made or, you know, getting a small right that, you know, belongs to you, you know, taken care of, you know, you have to pay a bribe. We should take model from our Prophet, you know, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to eliminate this grave malady from society. And, you know, this is the only way, you know, in which we can, you know, progress as a society. You know, and, you know, the people, disbelievers have figured out that, you know, this is something wrong and it's kind of detrimental to the progress of society. And they've kind of figured out ways to eliminate it, you know, at least in the lower levels of, you know, administration. But, you know, we should kind of pursue this as well. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the prohibition of gifts to administrators from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد